Praise God. Praise God. I'm firmly convinced of this one thing. More than anything else in the days that we're living in, that we, as the body of Christ, are standing on the edge of something wonderful. Now listen. Not all of you, if you're a preacher listening at me right now, don't ever think you're preaching to everybody, because you ain't preaching to everybody. But there are some of us, there are some of you, you've been so faithful to the Lord. So faithful. Some of you have been so faithful in the little things, quote unquote, the little. How many knows today that sometimes God's big is in the little? Amen. You've been so faithful in your day of small beginnings. And I believe that for many of you, many of us that have a heart hunger for Jesus and that have been faithful in the little, that have been faithful in the day of small beginnings, I believe that you are about to take a step of destiny. I believe you're about to take a step into the next level that God has prepared for you. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to right now. But I know I'm preaching to somebody. I know there are some of you that have unanswered questions. You've been faithful. You've been a tither and a giver over and above the tithe. And there's some question in your mind as to why you haven't reached into that next level yet. You're gonna. We are living in a time of the acceleration of dreams. Daniel said, in the last days, men will knowledge will be increased and men will run to and fro. Men will run to and fro and knowledge will be increased. Amen. We're living in that time where there's an acceleration factor. What used to take 20 years to build is now going to be completed in a matter of months. What used to take 50 years to transpire in the earth, now it will be possible to complete it in just months by the Spirit of the Lord. I mean, we're living in times of acceleration. We're living in times of promotion. How many knows today that God wants to promote you? This is what we're going to talk about today in our Bible lesson. But I just feel at the beginning of our time together that God would have me say these things, because I know one of the enemy's chief weapons that he will use against the people of God in the last days will be discouragement. Are you familiar with the scripture that says there will be those who will walk in the earth in the last days? They will be scoffers and they will say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" And I know that, you know, I am a person with a dream. I am a minister of the gospel with a vision. I am not a professional clergyman. Amen. I have a vision from the Lord for this ministry. And many of you that are listening at me right now, you have a vision from God. And there's going to be individuals that Satan will send into your life that you will cross paths with, that will say, "Well, where is your promise? Where is your promise?" And what you have to learn to do is to trust God with all of your heart. And if you are faithful in the little things, pastor friend of mine today, when you had that little building with the little congregation, if you were preaching it with just every bit of anointing that God was pouring out upon you, if you were preaching with the fire of heaven, doing it just as good as if you had that 5,000-seat sanctuary, then I want you to know something, beloved pastor friend. You were faithful to God's call on your life, and He is going to promote you in the name of Jesus. We've got to do it good when we've got 5 or 10 or 20 in order to be ready for God to move us into the 500 level. And we've got to do it well when we have 500 in order for God to move us into the 1,000 level. You see what I'm saying? The day of small beginnings, it's not time to despise the vision. Oh, praise God. It's time to prepare your heart. Hallelujah. To dive a little bit deeper. Amen. Because we're living in the day of accelerated promotion. Accelerated promotion. God is looking to promote you. Now before we get into the scripture here, I have several scriptures for you too. Most of them I'm going to refer to from the Amplified text. And you can look it up there and whatever you have. And if you haven't Amplified, then look it up in that. And we're going to make it as brief as possible because I've got a lot to try to get in here today. But listen to this for just a moment. God is planning, and that word really doesn't go far enough. God is planning, God is orchestrating, God is engineering your success. Do you believe that? Every bit as much as Satan is trying to destroy you, God is looking for ways to get the blessing to you. Every bit as much. Some people are all the time running around talking about what the devil is doing in their lives. What they need to realize is that every bit as much as the devil is trying to destroy you, God is trying to promote you. And I heard a series of messages one time called Promise, Problem, and Provision. And how, you know, we get a promise from God, and along comes a problem, and how we react in the problem determines our stay in the problem and how quick we get to the provision. Amen? And that really is the truth. See, when people are in a problem situation, oftentimes it's hard to see through to God's provision. But it's very important, tremendously so, how we conduct our affairs in the problem. It's urgent that we maintain a strong confession of faith from the Word of God in our times of testing. Tremendously important. It's tremendously important that if we're experiencing a financial attack, that we don't stop giving. Amen? It's tremendously important that we stay faithful in the little so that God can make us ruler over much. It's tremendously important that we stay diligent in our efforts to please God. Because God is engineering it. He is orchestrating it behind the scenes of your life, so to speak. Your success, your promotion. Let me tell you something. God doesn't waste vision. And if He has given you a vision, He fully well intends to bring it to pass in your life. How many remembers the story in Mark? I believe it's chapter 4. It's at the end of the chapter where Jesus said, "Let us pass over to the other side." Now, in that word of Jesus, "Let us pass over to the other side," there was enough power in that word, enough creative power in that word to bring itself to pass. Jesus intended that He and the disciples would make it to the other side. He wasn't you know, on a faith experiment. He wasn't just talking to have something to do. Amen? A lot of times Christians just, they talk all day and don't say nothing. I'm going to have to stop a lot through our time together today to get me some of this water because it's mighty dry in here, but not in the spirit. Amen? Praise God. And the disciples, of course, rather than focusing their attention on the words that Jesus spoke, they focused their attention on, hey, the wind's blowing wildly, the boat's filling up with water, we're in the midst of a storm, and it looks like we're going to die. See? Now, you have to understand, if Jesus has spoken a word into your life, He intends for it to come to pass. However, there's an enemy out there, the devil. And he hates your inside, and he hates God. Tremendously so. And Satan will try to get back at God by getting to his children, getting to you and me. Satan will be there to oppose you. He will be there to frustrate you. He will be there to discourage you, and he works through direct demonic attacks on your mind. He works through other people, and get this one. He even sometimes can work through other well-meaning but misguided Christians to discourage you, to defeat you, to frustrate you, to get your eyes off of the vision, off of the dream that God planted within you, and get it over onto the insignificant little storms of life. And some of them seem like major, major hurricanes, amen, but they're really, in the light of eternity, they're just insignificant things that we pass through every day. Jesus said it's the little foxes that spoil the vines, amen. And sometimes we are prone to temporarily lose sight of the vision that God gave us. Oh, we know the vision. We're mechanically rehearsing the vision, but we're paying more attention to the light bill, to the gas bill, you know what I'm saying? To the rowdy kids. To the phone ringing off the wall, to in-laws, 500,000 problems. The car broke down. The washing machine don't run. You know what I'm saying? We're not getting enough money coming in the offering. The list is endless of things that Satan will try to use as a thief to steal our focus. I am here to encourage you today to hold fast to the dream that God put within your heart, because it's God's desire to promote you at this time in history, at this time in the prophetic timetable of God. This is a time of accelerated promotion. Satan's going to fight, but praise be unto God, you and I are victorious in Jesus Christ. The greater one is living in us. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, the Bible says. And we are totally more than conquerors. I like what R.W. Schambach says about that. You got this tremendous Hulk of a guy. He's a prize fighter, and he just won the championship. I mean, he knocked out his opponent in the fifth round, and he won $1 million prize. Now, this great big hunk of a man marches home. He's probably 6'9", weighs 300 pounds, walks in the door with $1 million check, and hands it to his little 5'2" wife, weighs all of 98 pounds, soaking wet. She's more than conqueror. Amen. He's conqueror, but she is more than conqueror. And I want to tell you, beloved, today that God has given you a vision, God has given you a dream, and you've been faithful in little. You've been so faithful to God today. You've been so faithful in church attendance. You've been faithful in giving of your tithes and offerings. You've been faithful to pray. You've been faithful to study the Word. Let me give you some good gospel news today. Jesus Christ, your elder brother, has went to war with the devil 2,000 years ago at Calvary's Hill, and he whooped him, and he made a show of him openly triumphing over him. Hallelujah. And he said to us in the New Testament, he said, church, you are more than conqueror. Amen. So I want to tell you something. Satan is a defeated foe in your life and in mine if we will occupy until the Lord comes back and enforce his defeat, the devil's defeat. If we will enforce the devil's defeat, then he'll stay defeated in our lives. Hallelujah. We're living in the days of accelerated promotion. Now let's get into this text as we read in 2 Chronicles 16:9, and I am only going to use the first part of this verse, and you can read the rest of it there. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. It sounds like God is looking for something, doesn't it? Oh, my, my, my. And He is. He is. He's looking to show Himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward Him. Hallelujah. You know, let's just stop a moment and deal with that terminology, heart perfection, because Satan will use that word perfect against us if we allow him to. And he'll say, well, man, you haven't been perfect. Look what you've done. You know, you lost your temper 2-3 days ago. You hollered at the kid. You were a little bit sharp with your wife. You've got all this going on in your life, and you're far from perfect, bud. You see, I believe it's possible, I know it is, that our heart can be perfect toward God, and yet, at times, we're sort of suckered into a sin. And I mean, I got to say this tenderly, because this is not a license to sin. People sin without a license. But, you know, sometimes our heart is perfect toward God. And we're just as faithful as we can be. We're trying to let the Spirit of God lead us in every area of our life, and yet we lose our temper unexpectedly, or we're harsh with our words unexpectedly. And the moment that it happens, we just say, Lord, please forgive me. I'm so sorry I did that. And God understands these things. I don't believe that because you make a mistake, it necessarily affects your standing with God. Because God knows your heart. See, I might see what you did, and the devil's sure going to tell you what you did in a weak moment or a moment of being tired or frustrated or whatever. See, but if your heart is perfect toward God, you didn't want to do that thing that you did no more than you would want to commit adultery or one of those more obvious sins, you see. So Satan will try to use condemnation to steal your vision, but don't let him do it. Amen. Just maintain a heart posture before God that you don't want to sin. And immediately, if the Holy Spirit shows you an area where you have been grieving the Spirit, repent over it, change your way in that area, and go on with God. Praise the Lord. Don't let the devil heap condemnation upon you, because if you do, you're going to lose your vision. Going to and fro, God is looking. He's looking to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's looking to show Himself strong in behalf of those who have a perfect heart toward Him, who love God with all of their heart. It didn't say they had perfect behavior, but yet they love God with all of their heart. And they're being faithful to judge themselves of all known sin. And they're faithful to judge themselves of all secret sin and presumptuous sin. As soon as it's revealed to them, they repent over it because in their heart they just love Jesus so much. Well, if that's you, hey, get ready for your miracle. Because God is accelerating your promotion right now, even as we speak. Now, I believe this with all of my heart, that God is opening doors in the spirit world right now. Some of you, maybe you have been under condemnation. Maybe you have felt a little weak lately. Maybe you thought you've blown it. Maybe, oh, I think I'm talking to somebody right now that you think, well, maybe God didn't tell me to do this. It's just my own thoughts. Wait a minute now. Don't let Satan steal your vision. Amen. If you receive the word from God, and if it is from God, it will come to pass. And any time you're hearing thoughts of condemnation, now I didn't say conviction. The Holy Spirit convicts, amen, but He never condemns. I want you to meditate on that a moment. The Holy Spirit convicts our heart of sin or shortcoming or unchristlikeness. He convicts us. He points it out to us. But He always does it wanting to restore us. He never condemns us. Amen? He never, ever brings condemnation. He never brings fear. The Spirit of God never brings fear. He never brings doubt or unbelief. All of those things belong to the evil one. So how does that pertain to your vision? Well, if you're thinking thoughts of fear, I'm afraid to do this, I'm afraid to do this, I'm afraid to do it, chances are God told you to do it and it's the devil trying to stop you. Chances are you might be like the disciples in the boat, you're looking at the storm. But what you need to do is put your focus and attention back on God's Word to you. Amen. Amen. And if it's of God, it'll come to pass. Amen. God is getting ready to promote you. Some of you are going to experience promotion on the job. Some of you are going to experience promotion in the church. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to receive divine, supernatural promotion in your finances. I believe God is getting ready to take the body of Christ to the next level financially. Why? Because we've got a harvest to gather in, folks. We've got a harvest to gather in. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to bring in the precious fruit of the earth. In case you haven't been awake for the last couple, three, 4 years, we're living in the last of the last days. Amen? And this, we're going to experience a supernatural harvest of souls, and God's going to need to promote the faithful in order to pay the bills on this harvest. Hallelujah. God's going to promote some of you in the mental area of your life. Some of you have been overcome with doubts and fears and phobias. Amen. And negative spiritual patterns that have plagued you for generations, your family. Generational cycles and generational patterns and generational spirits. And God is getting ready to promote you in the mental arena. God wants to give you quicker understanding in His Word. Quicker understanding to deal wisely in the affairs of life. He's going to accelerate this process so that you and I can be ready to be the overcoming, victorious army of God that will ultimately gather in this last great harvest, praise God. God wants you to come up higher. He wants to give you deeper and higher revelation of who Jesus is. I made this statement some time ago. It bears repeating. Not only that, I like it, so I'd kind of like to hear it again myself. You'll never rise any higher in your walk with the Lord than your last revelation of who Jesus was. And we need to operate, excuse me, it's dry in here. We need to operate in first-hand revelation in our lives all the time. I mean, we need to be seeking. I tell my kids, you know, you should get a revelation from the Lord every day. It may be, it will, you know, you might consider it just a little small revelation, but if it's God talking to you and revealing things to you, that's what's important. You need to maintain the freshness of relationship. Why? Because God is getting ready to speak something big into you. He's getting ready to drop something big inside of your spirit. Hallelujah. And we need to know how to recognize that when it comes. Hallelujah. God, when God speaks something to you or gives a dream or a vision, in order for that to come to pass in your life, there are acts of preparation that we must submit to. Amen. The verse of Scripture that we read as our text tells us that God wants to show Himself strong in our lives. The book of Daniel prophesied that in the last days there would be a people of God. They would be a faithful people, and they would do exploits, mighty exploits in the name of the Lord. This is what God desires. He wants to bless and promote us and help us to progress through life, to be successful and not failures. He wants to help us to be the head and not the tail. Not necessarily because of a perfect performance, but because of a heart, hallelujah, what I told you a while ago, a heart that is perfect toward Him. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, it says this: "Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love Him, who hold Him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying Him, and gratefully recognizing the benefits He has bestowed." That's from the Amplified. Maybe we better read that again. I don't think you got it. "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man all that God has prepared, made ready, and keeps ready," hallelujah, "for those who love Him, who hold Him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying Him, and gratefully recognizing the benefits He has bestowed." One of the first things in our lives that needs to change if we're going to be ready for promotion from God is we need to be thankful for what God has already done for us. We need to be thankful and appreciative and grateful for what God has already given us. We need to look upon the gifts of the Lord with gratefulness and thanksgiving and offer them back to Him, praise God, on an altar of sacrifice. Then He has taken us a step further in readying us, preparing us for promotion. Amen? How many wants to be promoted? How many wants to be promoted? How many is ready to be promoted? This is what we hope to see accomplished in you today, is that we would understand. You know, we don't even have a clue as to what God can do in our lives if we'll just trust Him and believe in His Word and stay in His plan. Amen. And the first step to that is we don't want to be focusing on what we don't have, praise God. We want to focus. How many of you have children? Now, if you give your child a bunch of stuff, and that child walks around in your house all the time, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Sure wish I had this and sure wish I had that. I don't have this and I don't have... Aren't you going to get just a little bit put out with that kid? I mean, you've already given this child so much. You've already given beautiful things and wonderful stuff. You know, you follow what I'm trying to say? And here this kid's moping and whining and complaining that they don't have this thing now. See, God has to get all of that out of us. Because I want to tell you something right straight from the hip today. Everything that God has given you and me, He has given it to us so that we can bless humanity with it, winning souls to the Lord Jesus Christ and building the kingdom of God. And that's the only reason. And He gives it. He wants us to be comfortable, yes. He wants us to be in love, yes. He wants us to have things at times, yes. And I'm not opposed to things. I'm not opposed to a nice home to live in, a nice car to drive, a nice suit to wear. But in the ultimate, everything that we have belongs to Him, and it must put Him out with us a little bit, if nothing else, when we have an attitude of ungratefulness and unthankfulness. And He has to center our focus. He has to center our focus on what He has given us. And when we become thankful and obedient in what He has given us, then He can move us to the next level. Amen? Then He can move us to the next level. Deuteronomy chapter 8, one of my favorite scriptures. Verse 1, again from the Amplified. All the commandments which I command you this day, you shall be watchful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers. Now what, if you have a vision, if you have a dream, if you have a goal given to you by God, what is the ultimate desire that you have for that thing? To possess it. Okay. The Lord put this in my heart some time ago, and I want to share it with you briefly today. I'm living in my dream right now. Okay, let me say that again. I'm living in my dream right now. I'm living the vision right now. On a daily basis before the Lord, I am walking out the vision that God has put within my heart, right now. See, we've got to get this thing. Now here's faith. This is faith. Listen, we've got to get this thing from being way out there somewhere. From being way out yonder, and we've got to bring it down here to where we're living. Praise God. Now that'll help you stay faithful and obedient and watchful to do what God has commanded you to do. See, if you're looking at your vision as being off in the future, tomorrow, you know, if you're looking at your vision as being, you know, in 10 years from now, or boy, I sure hope this happens someday, you know, you really better get down into an altar someplace. God began to instruct me, and we all have a tendency of doing that. See, we all have a tendency to not appreciate where we are today. Joyce Meyer wrote a book. I don't have it, but the title is awesome. I want to get this book. It's called How to Enjoy Where You Are on the Way to Where You're Going. Amen? Let me say that again. How to Enjoy Where You Are on the Way to Where You're Going. And I believe there's a powerful scriptural key in that, because if the vision is so far into the future... Now, admittedly, when God gives you a word, that word might be for 2 years down the road. When God gives you a dream, that dream might not be for tomorrow morning, okay? So we have to balance this thing out in the spirit. However, our attitude should be that we're living in position to receive from God the vision right now that He has for our life. And that will open up our spirits to be led by the Holy Spirit. And listen, God will always lead you, guide you, and direct you right into His perfect plan for your life if you will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, if you will honor the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. See, if you'll be led by the Spirit, if you'll walk by the Spirit, hallelujah, if you'll be obedient and watchful. That's the word that jumped off that amplified translation to my heart. If you'll be watchful as you live in your dream today. See, because God works precept upon precept, line upon line. You know what I'm saying? God, you don't take one giant step into your destiny. It's a succession of several smaller steps of faithfulness and obedience. And God, all the while, God's leading you into the promotion that He has for you. And here's what the Spirit of God is speaking in these last days. These are the days of accelerated promotion. I mean, if you're not faithful right now, you better get faithful today. If there's any hope of you doing what God has placed in your heart to do, if you really want the vision, if you really want the dream that God has given you, you better get faithful over the little immediately, because God is accelerating His promotion today in the earth. He's taking the body of Christ, those who will listen to Him and obey Him, He's taking them at a breathtaking rate of speed into their destiny. So we live in the vision day by day. We work out our salvation, the Bible tells us. We do that day by day. I mean, I've got to preach today as good as I would if I was preaching to 25,000 people. If I ever want to preach to 25,000 people. I've got to preach as good today or better when I'm holding a meeting in a church of 50 as I would if I was holding a meeting in a church of 500, if I ever want to hold a meeting in a church with 500. You follow what I'm saying? So we live out the dream line upon line, precept upon precept. And God is accelerating that process, folks. Glory to His name. That's what I want you to get out of this today. If you'll read that entire 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, it will speak of obedience bringing promotion into a good land, a land in which you shall eat food without shortage and lack nothing in it. Now, isn't that really where we want to be? I don't know about you, but I don't want any shortage in my life. I wouldn't want my kids to go to bed hungry. I wouldn't want my kids not to be able to have clothes to wear that are decent, nice. You know, I wouldn't want to have to live in a shack. Well, God doesn't want you to either. See, God wants to promote you. He wants to lift you up. Some of you, I believe God will just honor. I believe He just wants to honor you because you've been faithful. You've lived in a home that maybe isn't very nice according to the world standards, but you've kept that thing clean. And you have faithfully for 25 years paid your tithes. Listen, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if God didn't honor you with a nicer place to live. Huh? But you've got to keep focused. You've got to be thankful and grateful and obedient. Because when God lifts you higher, He's going to require more of you also. To whom much is given, much is required. I don't know about you, but I sense the Spirit of God in this teaching today. I sense in my spirit that somebody right now is being loosed by the Spirit. Be loosed by the Spirit of God right now into your destiny from the Lord. I just believe that right now there's been a minister, there's been a preacher that has been loosed into his destiny in the spiritual realm. Take it now. Take it in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, it's God's desire to teach us, to equip us, to test us. Oh, I didn't think God would test us. Yeah, He tests us to help us grow up. Amen. How do you know what you are if you're never tested? Now, you know, when I was in the world, there, we had a saying that we used to say. I probably shouldn't even share it with you. It's not special or anything. I mean, but we used to say, hey, talk is cheap. It takes money to buy your booze. You know, I realize that's crude. Forgive me. But, you know, anybody can talk the talk. Now are you getting the point? Anybody can talk the talk, but not everybody is willing to walk the walk. Anybody can say, I have a dream from God. And then you look at their lives, and their lives are in disrepair. They don't follow through with what they say. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They're not obedient to the voice of the Lord, the Word of God. They're not faithful. See? But they can talk dream. They can talk vision. Now, if that's you today, I want to encourage you. It's not too late for you. I said it's not too late for you. You need to get right. And if you do get right, God will begin to accelerate vision back into your life. Amen? But we have to be people of obedience, people of faithfulness, and people of gratefulness. And God will test us to help us grow up in Jesus. And the great thing about God is we don't ever flunk out of school. And that, to some of us now, that's good news. We don't flunk out of this school unless we quit. We can drop out, but we won't flunk out, praise God, if we'll cling to Jesus, and if we'll try, if we'll take the first six steps, oh, praise God, the seventh step will be the Spirit of God. I felt the Spirit of God on that. If we'll take the first six steps, if we'll go as far as we can go, if we'll do everything that we can do, if we'll put ourselves in a place of obedience, a place of faithfulness, a place of repentance, hallelujah, if we'll put ourselves right in the palm of God's hand of destiny, we take that sixth step, get ready, because the seventh step is going to be God. And if you're not familiar with that Bible story, look it up. I don't have time to go into it today. Praise God. Praise God. The seventh step will be God. We go as far as we can go. We take the test until we pass. If we'll have a perfect heart toward Him, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next thing that we need to recognize about promotion, an accelerated promotion, is that all promotion that is true spiritual promotion comes from God. And when God gets ready to promote you, there ain't no devil in hell can hold you back. There ain't no person that can hold you back. Amen? When God gets ready to promote you, no devil in hell, no demon spirit, no church denomination, hey, no person. Your next door neighbor can't hold you back. Your boss can't hold you back. When God gets ready to promote you, you're going to be promoted. Praise God. It's a sad thing, but not very many people ever get to the complete fulfillment of what God has called them to do, because some way, somewhere along the way, it gets harder than they think they can handle. They park somewhere, and they quit. And I want to tell you something today. Winners never quit. and quitters never win. Now, I realize that's a very old cliche, and it's just it's every bit as true today as it was when it first came. Winners never quit and quitters never win. If you quit, you're a loser. If you quit, you're a loser, and you can just mark it down. But if you won't quit, you're a winner in life. And God, if you'll be faithful and obedient and grateful, God will get you where He wants and desires you to be if you just won't quit. Buck up under this thing, little buckaroo. You can handle it. I heard a preacher the other day say, if you can take it, you can make it. And I'm going to tell you, it's true. Oh, you're going to have opportunities to fail. You're going to have to learn to stand up under an awful lot of pressure at times. The devil's going to attack you. Oh, yeah, sure. But if you can take it, you can make it. Grab yourself by the nape of the neck, my friend, and force yourself to stand on the Word of God and don't let go. We've got to press through and be all that God wants us to be. Hallelujah. Be all that God wants us to be. Now, there are several scriptural tests that we're going to have to pass in order to be ready for promotion. And I'm going to just give you a few of these very briefly today as we go along. And you'll have to study this out more in your own time. The first one, scriptural test that we have to pass in order to be ready for God's accelerated promotion. We must deal with people who attempt to lead us astray. Huh? Did you get that? We must deal with people who attempt to lead us astray. People often get entangled in a lot of things that God never called them to do. Satan's plan is to get us off course. Now, in 2 Timothy 2:4, in the Amplified Version, it says this: no soldier, when in the service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. Now, there's your focal point. There's your focus point. How many remembers the message I preached a while back? Where I did a teaching inside of the series of messages, where your attention goes, the power flows. Hey, that sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? Well, great, because I got that off Brother Tommy Barnett. He's wonderful. Praise God. And he told us, we was all at the ministers' conference there at South Bend, Indiana last year, and he said, hey, go home and preach my stuff. So I did it, praise God. And it's true. Where your attention goes is where the power flows. And so, one of the first tests that we're going to have to deal with is people who are attempting to lead us astray, getting us to go and do a good thing, but it might not be the God thing that God wants us to do. How many of you realize today that good is the enemy of best? How many today has a good idea, but it's not a God idea? See, we have to be on the lookout for that in our lives. And don't entangle ourselves in so much of the mundane, the everyday, that we forget about our vision. Hallelujah. Number two, we must endure while we're being led through difficult situations. When things are hard, now we must endure. The Bible says, he that endures to the end shall be saved. Now, I don't know about you, but here's how I read that verse of Scripture. That if you endure to the end, those people that do, those people that endure until the end were saved in the beginning. Now, that's just how I read that verse of Scripture. And when you understand that, when things are hard, we've got to make up our minds that we'll not quit, we'll not give up. We have to realize that it's in these hard and difficult times that our emotions are going to be tested. There's good hope for you if you'll read Psalm 7, verse 9, Psalm 94, verses 12, 13. So we need to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And in the midst of the fight, wave the victory banner. Glory to God, glory to God. Number three. Sometimes God will test us by demanding great sacrifices. Look at Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2. And I want to say something here at this point that I think is a Holy Spirit challenge to us today. I heard a message a long time ago. I've never forgotten it. I'm going to preach it someday myself. Called Surrender of the Vision Keeper. And I can't go into the total details, of course. I wouldn't have enough time to do that. But I believe there's going to come a time in your life and ministry, your particular call of God. And I'm not just talking to the fivefold ministry right now, because we're all of you are called of God to do what you're doing. Some of you are called to be a policeman, a firefighter, a dentist. I mean, you have a call of God on your life, and you're all called to be witnesses wherever in the world you are for Jesus. You're called to be believers. You're called to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. You're called to preach the gospel in that sense. You may or may not be fivefold ministry. But there's going to come a time in your life, there's going to come a situation in your life where you're going to have to lay your vision on the altar of sacrifice and give that thing to God. Now, here's a good example from the Scripture. Mary, her vision was the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world. Isn't that true? And so this took place. The Holy Spirit conceived in Mary. She conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit a holy thing within her, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. He shall save His people from his sin. That was Mary's vision from God. That was her dream. That was the message that God, through the angel Gabriel, gave to little Mary. And Mary began to, she gave birth to Jesus. She saw to it that He was circumcised on the eighth day. Hallelujah. I mean, Jesus was a good Jew. He was circumcised. He kept the law. Mary must have spent a lot of time teaching him the law, and she took care of him. She saw to it that his clothes were clean. She saw to it that he was fed. She saw to it that he got schooling and learning and all of this. But one day, there came a day in the life of Mary where she had to turn Jesus back over to God. She had to let go of that vision in order for the vision to reach its intended purpose. And I'm telling you right now, there's a day coming in your vision where everything you've depended on and trusted in to bring that thing to pass, it's not going to work anymore. You're going to have to turn that vision over to God, and God is going to supernaturally accelerate the promotion of that vision. God is going to supernaturally touch that which He gave birth to in your spirit, and He's going to bring it to pass by, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've got to lay that on the altar of sacrifice. You've got to do it. Hallelujah. If you're believing for your vision to come to pass and it seems like nothing is happening, the best thing you can do with it, don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. Don't quit. The best thing for you to do is lay it on the altar of sacrifice and give it back to God from whence it came. Because you and I, without His touch, oh, glory to God, without His anointing, without the heavenly substance of faith that, listen, faith, oh, God, I could get off on a side issue here for another hour. The heavenly substance of faith is not something that you and I work up. It doesn't originate with us. We didn't create it. We did not originate it. We tap into it. It's a heavenly substance. You know, Jesus said, have faith in God. Where's our faith? In God. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of Jesus. The very faith of Jesus is flowing through me today, and that's how I'm living my life in this flesh. That's how I'm taking my sojourn through this people planet, is by the faith of Jesus. And so I, as you and I tap into that heavenly substance, that's what brings the vision to pass. Some of you are going to have to give more than you've ever given before just to get back out of routine and over into faith. Hallelujah. So you're going to have to preach areas that God's going to instruct you to preach that you've never preached before just to get back in an arena of faith in your life. Not routine. We cannot bring, through routine and ritual, we cannot bring the vision to pass. It's got to come through the Spirit of God. And we are living in the days of accelerated promotion. God is doing a quick work. God is working so swiftly, right? The Bible said He's moving swiftly. He's running to and fro throughout the earth, looking for those that He can be strong in their lives because they have a perfect heart toward Him. Looking for those who He can raise up to do mighty exploits. I tell you what, we're coming into a day where we're literally going to see the dead raised. Do you realize, church, that the body of Christ in China has already documented several hundred instances where they have seen the dead raised back to life by the power of Almighty God? Hallelujah. These are the days that we're heading for. Revival is here. Bible revival is here. We've got to walk in it now. Glory to God. We've got to lay it on the line for Christ today. Hallelujah. And we've got to be strong. Hallelujah. And we've got to care for one another and love one another and encourage one another in each other's visions. Get in there with your brother or sister in the Lord and say, hey man, you can make it. You can do it. It'll come to pass. Say, I prophesy over you now in the name of Jesus. If it's of God, it'll come to pass. Let's love one another and work together in these last days, this precious harvest of the souls and the fruit of the earth. Amen. Now, I've got much more I'd like to share with you. And so we're going to go into it in our next session. We're going to be talking more about points of testing that God will use to accelerate our promotion. Hallelujah. And I don't think you want to miss it. Amen. We're going to have a time of instruction in the Lord. Praise God. Praise God.